Hey, this is Chris of Social Media for RealEstateAgents.com. I just did a post on ISPs. It's called Your ISP is Screwing You. And this is kind of a continuation of that. Many of your ISPs are owned by cable companies. If you have DSL, then you're in a little bit of a different situation. But what I've noticed is I recently canceled satellite television at my house. It was more of a cost-cutting and money-saving measure, but I started thinking, you know, you pay for television service. And in many cases, you're spending over $100 a month when you add in premium content channels and premium tier levels. And what are you paying for? You know, access to a variety of channels? Because I thought the original premise with satellite and cable TV was that you were going to pay to get channels so you wouldn't have to see advertising. You see, I don't mind watching advertising on over-the-air television because it doesn't cost me anything. I buy a TV, I turn it on, and that's what I get. So I'm not going to complain that there's advertising to support that. But when I pay $100+ a month for television, why do I have to sit through ads when I'm paying $100 a month? And practically everybody is on satellite or cable television now. There are shows that you can't even get on regular TV, but yet this same advertising model continues to be perpetuated in services that you're paying for. Look at satellite radio, right? The premise was that you would pay so much a month for this satellite radio and you wouldn't have to listen to commercials. Well, then the model they claim wasn't profitable enough, so they started selling ads. So then what were you paying for? Well, then they say, oh, well, our content's so much different. We have so much better content. Well, I got news for you. I can go on the internet to iTunes and download podcasts that I can listen to whenever I want, and many of those have no ads in them. Or if they do have ads in them, I can fast forward through them. Because I'm listening to something that's recorded and I'm listening to it on my own time shifted. You know, I think we need to rethink our business models around advertising. A lot of what we have today on the internet is quote unquote free. You have to have a computer and you have to have access to the internet. But Gmail is free and YouTube is free and Google Docs is free and all this stuff is free, and in many cases it's supported by advertising revenue. And that's fine because that you're giving them your eyeballs and they're giving the advertisers those eyeballs in the hope that they sell something. And Facebook is free and Twitter is free. But if I'm going to pay for something, if I'm going to give you my money for a service, then why should I have to endure advertising once I've paid you? You see, the money you are making from advertising, now you have to forego because you were willing because you wanted my money. So in exchange for my money, I should get freedom from the ads. That's just my opinion. This is Chris of Social Media for RealEstateAgents.com.